Disney to confirm reopening timeline of Splash Mountain in July. Anaheim, California, shortly after Anika Noni Rose accidentally revealed on Thursday the 2024 reopening of the rethemed Splash Mountain rides at Disneyland and Walt Disney World, Disney immediately made the reopening timeline foggy again, saying more details will be released in July. Best known for voicing the main character Tiana in Disney's 2009 movie The Princess and the Frog, the Tony Award-winning actress had an interview on the Live with Kelly and Ryan show, where she shared her involvement in the new design based on Tiana's story of the Splash Mountain rides at both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. When the hosts of the Disney-owned ABC daytime talk show prodded for more secrets, the actress said if she shared any more, she would be sucked into the ground and never see again. After Rose's interview aired, Disney quickly released a statement clarifying that the timing for the ride's reopening has not been determined and reassuring that further details would be shared at the Essence Festival of Culture in New Orleans in July. Despite 2 years passing since the announcement of their new theme, the Splash Mountain rides haven't been shut down for refurbishment yet, and a statement about their coming closure hasn't been made either. The Splash Mountain ride opened in Disneyland in 1989, themed after the 1946 film Song of the South. It features singing animatronics as the Log Dweller riders follow B.R. Rabbit on an adventure with B.R. Bear and B.R. Fox in pursuit. In 2020, some Disney fans said the original theme is stereotypical or even racist in its portrayal of African Americans, as one petition on Change.org stated. Disney announced in June 2020 that the ride would be revamped based on the popular 2009 movie about Tiana, an African-American princess from New Orleans. It is really exciting to know that Princess Tiana's presence in both Disneyland and Magic Kingdom will finally be fully realized, Rose said in the announcement. As passionate as I am about what we created, I know the fans are going to be over the moon. Disney stated the change was rooted in a tradition set by Walt Disney to encourage new innovations, new ideas, new scenes and current storytelling for the enjoyment of all guests from around the world. Walt Disney himself opened New Orleans Square in the park in 1966, which is why the theme would fit well into their park, according to Disney. The new ride will supposedly extend the original Princess and the Frog story to explore what happens after the kiss and give riders a new musical adventure featuring songs from the movie's soundtrack.